Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Raman K. Atri, who is a prolific author of 20 books, a corporate learning leader, and one of a handful of global experts specializing in speeding up expertise in professional and organizational settings. Raman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me here.
Oh, you know, it's my honor. You're quite an interesting person. Look at your website, look at your LinkedIn profile, and get to know you in our green room conversation. And I so thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'd love the audience to get to know you better through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Speed of employee proficiency.
That is so beautiful. Wow. It is beautiful when we have it. It is painful when we don't. I can tell you, having sat on the board of a public firm, having run 4 CEO networking groups for a decade, what's interesting is when either the management changes the mindset and technology and approach, or the world changes the mindset, the technology and the approach, and the employee base doesn't catch up. And it's, having been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, it's absolutely crazy how many people are left by the side of the road because they're not keeping up. This is such an important topic. Raman, tell me more.
Yeah. 15 years as a performance specialist at a $30 billion US corporation, I primarily have been working with internal customers who are my technical engineers, about 3,000 of them. And part of the challenge we have is how do we develop them at a faster rate than the business itself? So I work on designing the training programs, the whole ecosystem around their job to make sure that they develop at a faster rate than historically it has been. So part of this one, we do lots of experiments in different methods, what works and what doesn't work. And I also get involved with the research, trying to understand what's out there that can be applied in corporate settings. And with this experimentation, I kind of came up with a lot of practices, framework, and strategies, whole suite of them, in fact, which can help organization move their employees at a faster rate.
Mm. That's so beautiful. And it's to some extent, some of what you've done to be able to have credibility to do what you do, but please share, how do you have credibility to do this?
Yeah. Part of my job is to make sure that I look at the time to proficiency of our employees and apply different methods. I also conduct an extensive research trying to understand that how people out there in other contexts have done it. I worked with over 100 international leaders across 40 industries. Those brought in about 70 plus success stories. And all were geared toward how did they develop their workforce at a faster rate and stayed competitive. So from those experiments and experiences, I have been able to develop a niche know-how on this subject of speed to proficiency. And I believe that this is one of the critical business challenge of today.
I don't disagree. Yeah, it's crazy. How do you go about sharing your credibility? Nice job on that answer, by the way.
Thank you so much. I firmly believe that if I learn something, I go purposefully share with others and educate them. And part of this one, I have also realized that the out there in the market, there's not a whole lot of awareness about how to go about this business challenge. So I built my community of professional, like-minded professional, those who have keen interest in developing the workforce at a little higher speed. And what we try to do is we try to contribute our knowledge, we try to contribute our practices, we talk about research, and a huge amount of wisdom that basically evolve out of these interactions with the people who have tremendous experience out there. And then what I do is I try to translate that experience to make it more useful for the wider public. I share through blogs, I share through my reports and video clips. And now lately I have also started sharing it out with the webinars. I also curate content that comes about from different sources just to build a collective know-how around this specific topic.
Mm. Yeah, it's so beautiful. So listen, if you're listening to this and you're watching and you're recognizing that your employee base does not come to proficiency, they're not efficient at getting what they need to do quick enough. Reading about staying in touch with Dr. Raman Atri is doing is absolutely making sense. Raman, how best can people reach out to you?
I welcome everyone to connect with me at linkedin.com/in/RKAtri. The best way to connect with me is actually go to my website, speedtoproficiency.com. And this website has entirely free set of resources, article, research report, people can actually read, and then they can stay ahead of the market by incorporating some of those learnings.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much, Misha. It has been my pleasure.
Oh, good. And listen, if you're at this stage of the interview, you've really enjoyed what you've heard. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.